frustration. Frustration is a stumbling, slow-gaited animal. It can stumble over the slightest hillock in the path. It can be expected to wander into any side trail they pass, and always seems in the evening to be at the tail end of the caravan. No matter if it was at the lead in the morning, it is always frustrated and frustrating. If it is urged to hurry, it wants to stop and daintily nibble on a thorn bush. If it is ordered to stop, it suddenly decides to hurry onward. If ordered to turn to the left, it invariably goes to the right. When its rider gives up in frustration trying to guide it, then it will stop and wait for orders. Frustration is indeed a most difficult animal to ride. But there is one thing in its favor. It is a camel that loves water. It can smell water afar off and will insist on stopping at every well they pass, no matter what time of day it might be. It seems to be always thirsty. It will make its rider drink often and draw water for it as often. Frustration will seek to enter the life of the bride daily in all kinds of ways and places. It will contrive to interfere however it can with whatever she attempts to do. If it is not tied securely at eventide, it will mess around in the camp and spill over whatever it can get its nose into. Its inquisitive nature causes it to get into every part of life on the bridal journey. The best way to get along with that irritating beast is to keep it well watered and to give it bits of food to eat from time to time. Coddling and petting also helps it to behave itself better. Otherwise, it is a stubborn old thing, and the more its rider fights it, the worse it is going to get. After all, old Frusty, as she called it, is one of the camels sent to carry her safely to Icy. Strange as it may seem, those very camels are the ones that Eliezer deliberately chose out of the great flock of camels that belonged to Abraham to carry the bride home. They are specifically chosen just for Rebekah. Eliezer was careful to get just the ones that would surely and safely bring her to Isaac in spite of the dangers and hardships of the journey. Those camels were not chosen for comfort or pleasure, but for safety, surety, and faithfulness.